Chapter 69. Thera. Tamlin landed us in the gravel of the front drive. I had forgotten how quiet it was here. How small. Empty. Spring bloomed, the air gentle and scented with roses. Still lovely. But there were the front doors he'd sealed me behind. There was the window I'd banged on trying to get out. A pretty rose-covered prison. But I smiled, head throbbing, and said through my tears, I thought I'd never see it again. Tamlin was just staring at me, as if not quite believing it.
I thought you would never either.
And you sold us out. Sold out every innocent in this land for that, all so you could have me back. Love. Love was a balm as much as it was a poison. But it was love that burned in my chest, right alongside the bond that the King of Hybern hadn't so much as touched, because he hadn't known how deep and far he'd have to delve to cleave it, to cleave me and Rhysand apart. It had hurt. Hurt like hell to have the bargain between us ended, and Rhys had done his job perfectly, his horror flawless. We had always been so good at playing together. I had not doubted him, had not said anything but yes when he'd taken me down to the temple the night before and I'd sworn my vows. To him, to Valaris, to the Night Court. And now, a gentle, loving stroke down that bond, concealed beneath that wasteland where the bargain had been. I sent a glimmer of feeling back down the line, wishing I could touch him, hold him, laugh with him. But I kept those thoughts clear from my face. Kept anything but quiet relief from it as I leaned into Tamlin, sighing. It feels as if some of it was a dream or a nightmare, but I remembered you. And when I saw you there today, I started clawing at it, fighting, because I knew it might be my only chance, and...
How did you break free of his control?
Lucian said flatly from behind us. Tamlin gave him a warning growl. I'd forgotten he was there. My sister's mate. The mother, I decided, did have a sense of humor. I wanted it. I don't know how. I just wanted to break free of him, so I did. We stared each other down, but Tamlin brushed a thumb over my shoulder.
Are you hurt?
I tried not to bristle. I knew what he meant. That he thought Rhysand would do anything like that to anyone.
I don't know, I stammered. I don't remember those things.
Lucian's metal eye narrowed, as if he could sense the lie. But I looked up at Tamlin and brushed my hand over his mouth, my bare, empty skin. You're real, I said. You freed me. It was an effort not to turn my hands into claws and rip out his eyes, traitor, liar, murderer.
You freed yourself, Tamlin breathed.
He gestured to the house.
Rest. And then we'll talk. I need to find Ianthe, and make some things very, very clear.
I want to be a part of it this time, I said, halting when he tried to herd me back into that beautiful prison. No more shutting me out. No more guards, please. I have so much to tell you about them. Bits and pieces, but I can help. We can get my sisters back. Let me help. Help lead you in the wrong direction. Help bring you and your court to your knees and take down Jurian and those conniving, traitorous queens. And then tear Ianthe into tiny, tiny pieces and bury them in a pit no one can find. Tamlin scanned my face and finally nodded.
We'll start over. Do things differently. When you were gone, I realized I'd been wrong. So wrong, Feyre, and I'm sorry.
too late, too damn late.
But I rested my head on his arm as he slipped it around me and led me toward the house.
It doesn't matter. I'm home now.
Forever, he promised.
Forever,
I parroted, glancing behind to where Lucian stood in the gravel drive. His gaze on me, face hard, as if he'd seen through every lie. As if he knew of the second tattoo beneath my glove and the glamour I now kept on it. As if he knew that they had let a fox into a chicken coop, and he could do nothing. Not unless he never wanted to see his mate, Elaine, again. I gave Lucian a sweet, sleepy smile. So our game began. We hit the sweeping marble stairs to the front door of the manor. And so, Tamlin unwittingly led the High Lady of the Night Court into the heart of his territory.